Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, and you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It is Thanksgiving week, and that means that Free Talk Live will be here every single day this week. We're going to be doing a live show, although I think that the crew over at the network will not be here on Thursday, so we may not be live on the radio Thursday, but we will be live on the Internet. So Free Talk Live continues live throughout the Thanksgiving week and weekend.
So the podcast listeners will have their same amount of podcasts?
That's correct.
Same 21 hours a week that we produce.
Correct. So welcome aboard. Joining you tonight in the studio, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there, so do head over. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, it's also a big week for activism this week with the upcoming National Opt-Out Day happening this Wednesday and happening across the country at various different airports, international and not-so-international, I guess. Different airports, activists will be gathering at various different times. I know some of them are going to be evening protests. Some of them are going to be all day long. I know the one in Manchester is going to be happening from something like 10 to 5, so there's going to be a significant amount of outreach going on there, and some airports are getting very upset about this. We may have a chance to touch on that, but I want to go a different direction from the TSA, at the very least, to start things out here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a lot of TSA talk.
It's just so much, and it doesn't stop. Mark, you and I were talking before the show, like, if we wanted to, we could fill a whole show with just talking about more stuff that we haven't even touched on regarding the TSA. The stories that of these TSA agents just humiliating people.
People are pretty clear where we stand on it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Point. But the amazing news just keeps coming out. And let's go a different direction, though, just for now. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. This story is from tokeofthetown.com. 12 middle school students suspended for pro-marijuana signage. A high school principal in Nevada is under fire for suspending 12 students who posted pro-marijuana signs on campus. Carson Valley Middle School principal Robert Bean claimed the signs, which read "Legalize Weed" and "Free the Weed," caused a disruption at the school, according to the Northlake Tahoe Bonanza. Principal Bean apparently claimed the signs violated a policy requiring all signs to be approved by staff.
Well, of course.
Being displayed.
Wouldn't want signs displayed in your school that weren't approved by the staff.
Right, as though they would have approved the signs had they been presented to the staff.
Well, they just need to be approved by the staff, Ian.
The group hung nearly 30 signs at the school in Gardnerville, which is in northern Nevada, as part of a protest after three classmates were arrested by the sheriff's office on suspicion of smoking marijuana next to campus earlier this month. Bean said that about a dozen freshmen were disciplined, ranging from one-day in-school suspensions to three-day out-of-school suspensions for inappropriately expressing opinions on marijuana use. He said pro-marijuana signs were posted on walls, ceilings, and around garbage cans and soda machines around the school, which has about 800 students in grades 7 through 9. And this, you know, this story warms my heart a little bit because I remember these stupid rules being applicable at my high school campus when I was going to government school. They had a similar, you know, they had the poster boards around the school, but if you didn't have the special authority stamp on your papers, you would not be able to post them up there. And if you did post them up there, it wouldn't be too long before one of the principal's aides would notice the propaganda, the unapproved propaganda, and quickly take them down. Although, I don't know how they figured out who the dozen kids were that posted them. Maybe they've just got so many security cameras these days. I mean, they didn't have that when I was in school. Maybe they just have so many cameras that they just reviewed the footage and were able to identify them, or the local class snitches turned them in. But this is not an uncommon situation where kids that have ideas that they want to share with their fellow students via some sort of public posting are essentially having that repressed by the administration.
You know, I can understand, you know, obviously if you're talking about a private school where, you know, it's their property, they get to decide. I understand that. But when you're talking about a government school, the question is, the government is supposed to grant you the freedom of speech. So when the government doesn't let you do something as simple as posting signage, and signage that's not, you know, even obscene or something like that, when they don't give you the freedom to post the signage in the government school, what is that? In fact, this is a school, remember. What is it teaching the youngsters? I mean, what is it teaching them? Your parents are forced to pay for this building. It's government property. The government's supposed to give you freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of speech because we're not going to let you. And what does that say?
You know, I moved out here from the Lake Tahoe area, and Carson City is right down from Squaw Valley, where I lived for a long time. And Nevada is very strict on their marijuana laws, the state that allows for prostitution and gambling.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird. But, you know, just about a month ago, there were the protests or the all the sign waving and wearing purple to support the 8 or so kids who had committed suicide to being, you know, harassed. Yeah, exactly. So they had signs for that. When I was in high school, many years ago, there were signs for abortion or pro-life, as well as MAD was very, and SAD, Students Against Drunk Driving, was very big back then.
So they would allow some political messages on campus, but not others.
Right.
And this, for me, you know, Mark, I mean, you're absolutely right. For me, this kind of behavior by the government school was probably fairly important to my development as a liberty-minded person, because I saw the hypocrisy. It was very clear to me. I remember that when, and I don't remember the specific instance. It was probably more than one. But I do recall being told by the principal of the school that when I asked, I had actually directly inquired, well, so basically you're saying there is no freedom of speech here on campus.
Not for you, Mr. Freeman.
And he made it clear that, there are no constitutional rights here. This is a government school. You don't have the freedom of speech here. That was made crystal clear.
Can you imagine how dumbfounding that is for a 17, 16, 15-year-old kid who thinks that he's read, you know, the highest law of the land, that, you know, the ideas of freedoms and rights are supposed to be protected in this country, and then you run up on the principal who says, no, not here. Sorry.
Yeah, they're studying the Constitution, U.S. history in high school.
Exactly right. And so, right, yeah. I mean, they don't get deep into the Constitution in government school, but certainly you touch on the Bill of Rights.
It's a dangerous document.
Right.
At some point, and you touch on the beginnings of the Bill of Rights, and you talk about the, you know, freedom of speech and all of that. So certainly I had been educated on the alleged First Amendment, and then I got to watch them pull that carpet right out from under me and say, yeah, you don't have that here. Not while you're on campus.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You can have your freedom of speech elsewhere, son. So that's what's happening here. Is these young people have an opinion, and it's a strong opinion. It's one that they took the time to make a bunch of signs up, 30 signs, and post them all around the school campus. And even if they hadn't posted signs, if they had come to school with like a pro marijuana T-shirt on, there's also a good chance they would have been taken into the office, and the principal would have demanded that they turn the shirt inside out, for instance, mm-hmm. or to take it off entirely, or call parents and have the parents bring in a different shirt from home. All of these things have happened, and they're not uncommon. But I wonder if, you know, if I'd gone to a private school, would I have had the same kind of, I don't know, would I have ended up going down the same path? Would I have seen the hypocrisy if I were at a private school? I don't know. I mean, the hypocrisy was so brazen and obvious at the government school, and I think it was an important part of my development.
Well, you know, we make the distinctions, you know, here on Free Talk Live between private property and public property and things like that, but I don't think that they weren't being made when I was in high school. To me, the school was the authority, and whether it was private or public, and I went to both, and, you know, that for me was the problem. I was just an anti-authoritarian all along. And
rebel.
Some kids are, some kids aren't.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with that? You beat it out of them?
I was the same way as well. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to tell your story of school oppression, crushing the supposed rights you have under their boots. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features there, and they're all completely free. So enjoy those on us. Our mobile site is available for you. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com to access our streams as well as our podcast quickly over at m.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't your average convention where all your time's taken up with speakers. It's actually an unconvention, and it's on the water in a beautiful cruise boat there, and you get to enjoy hanging out with Liberty folks, going on tours with Liberty folks, and talking and eating and doing all the things that you do on a cruise. There will certainly be some speaking engagements from Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand, and myself, but you get to enjoy the boat on this one. It's a different sort of thing. It's $535, double occupancy. It doesn't leave until November of 2011, but you need to get your berth now. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Reserve today. You don't have to put the whole thing down at once. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can share your school stories with us if you'd like. We started out with a school in Nevada cracking down on some young folks who, it's a middle school, they decided to put up some signs all around their school in favor of legalization of cannabis. And the school didn't like that very much and has suspended about a dozen freshmen. So we can continue here with your thoughts and talk to Emberly in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Emberly.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about school oppression. I have a 14-year-old son who's currently in middle school right now in eighth grade. And he's been going to this school for the last, 2.5 years. I did pull him out of school last year, and he was in online school for the first semester of seventh grade. But this school is particularly, I don't know, I feel it's a little fascist in a way, like a lot of government-run schools are. Mm. But last week, my son was in his music class, and they had a substitute, which they had all week. And the class was a little unruly. So the assistant principal came in and he was obviously upset and very angry from what several students have told me. Well, my son's friend had just told him a joke. And when the assistant principal came in, he turned around and he had a smile on his face. And the assistant principal screamed
smiling
at him.
Smiling out loud. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Why are you smiling? And my son, who is a bit of a, he's a libertarian, as well as I am, and he simply said to him, because I can. And that did not go over well at all. He ordered him out of the room.
We're
smiling. Yeah, he ordered him out of the room and then continued to berate him in the hallway, then brought over the school resource officer, which is a police officer that stays in the school all the time, who's actually a pretty nice gentleman. I've met him on several occasions at different functions at the school. He's a pretty nice man. He doesn't really give the kids a hard time. This assistant principal, however, is another situation altogether. He gives the kids a hard time from what I've heard from several of the kids at school. But he's out there in the hallway screaming at my son and another child out there and doesn't like what my son has to say because my son is saying, well, did I hurt anyone? Was I violent towards anyone?
He hurt his feelings and his ego.
Right. Did I say anything bad? And so this just infuriated the assistant principal even more. So then they go back to the conference room near the principal's office, and they
right.
call
his offense, before you go on with the rest of the story, his offense was clearly that he was not being subservient enough. It wasn't that he
exactly.
hurt anybody. It's just that that principal wants to be taken seriously, and
exactly.
if anybody's got a smile on their face when he's around, that means he's not being respected enough for his own personal obsession.
Right. If he would have stammered
right.
and said, I'm terribly sorry, sir. That everything would have been fine, which means that, the learning environment isn't fostered by positive feelings. I mean, I just don't understand.
Right. And that was my whole thought process when the assistant principal calls me at work. And you know, this is a man that we've had trouble with throughout him going to school there. Sixth grade was particularly bad with a... They said that my son and his group of friends were forming a gang, if you can believe this, because they were wearing hoodies to school. So that set up the precedent there in sixth grade, which they didn't tell me about until April when school lets out in May, and that this was a problem that they were having. And I simply told them, I said, well, if had you have told me there was a problem about the stupid hoodie, I have this really ingenious invention called scissors. I could have just cut the hood off. Which
yeah,
I don't think
cold.
You like that too much.
you wear a hoodie when it's cold out because you want to keep your head a little bit warmer. But I don't know.
And the kids were, you know, the kids were complaining that the school is kept very cold, and that's why, you know,
like
we
a prison.
We live in West Southwest Florida, so it's warm here all the time. Like right now, it's 76 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, I can see why the hoodies might have been somewhat suspect there. In Southwest Florida, where are you? Wherever that is.
Yeah. So go ahead, continue the rest of the story. So he's smiling, and then he's, taken out of class? What happened then?
Right, so the kid came out of class. They're in the hallway. They're screening. The student resource officer comes over and talks to him, which was to validate this assistant principal's feelings that he was being disrespected. So then they go into the conference room, and they give me a call at work. And, you know, I'm sitting there on the phone, and he's explaining the situation to me, and I said to him, I said, well, you know, you do work with middle school kids. Sometimes they're going to say and do things that you're not going to agree with. You could have handled this situation in many different ways that would have resulted in a different outcome besides screaming at him. I said, and for me, I tend to pick my battles with my teenage son. If he does something like that, I simply usually just ignore it, and the behavior goes away for the most part when he's being a little smart aleck. So I try not to engage in those kinds of fighting things with him. And the assistant principal did not like that at all.
He said, I bet.
What kind of example are you setting for your son who's sitting right here listening to me talk to you about this, and you're not agreeing with me or backing me up?
Right, you're not setting the example of being subservient and obedient to authority. Shame on you,
woman.
I know.
That's an amazing story. What all came out of it?
Well, he gets really angry with me and then says, well, I'm putting him in ISS for the rest of the day.
What is ISS?
In school
suspension, which is basically, you know, they stick him into a room in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And I said, for smiling, no, you will not. And he said, well, then he said, well, yes, I am. And I said, well, no, you're not. I will come and get him right now.
Good for you.
Yeah, I bet he didn't like that. You can't take my kid. This is my kid for these hours.
My prisoner, you mean?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you've got more, Emberly, we'll let me hear the rest of the story. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You know, if I were in that position, I'd start calling them warden. Like, I would just start treating them as though they were actually operating a prison. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Tell your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our website, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I personally like listening to the Verbal Surgery podcast because they make me feel better. We all want to live life and live it to the fullest. Verbal Surgery reminds me how to do just that. Tim Cummins is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. His podcasts are super groovy. He aims to radiate your brain for maximum gain. You can check them all out at verbalsurgery.com. It's verbalsurgery.com.
We're talking with Emberly, and I believe she's still with us in Florida. She's a mother of, I believe you said, a 14-year-old.
Yep.
And he was smiling in school when the assistant principal, who does not like smiling, caught him smiling and let him know that that was very inappropriate and that this is not a place to be smiling. This is school. We're very serious here. And he was, you know, punished for this, essentially. You were brought onto the phone. Emberly, are you there?
Uh-huh.
You were brought on to, you were called at work by this particular mm-hmm. assistant principal, and he had it out with you because you wouldn't back him on what right. he was trying to do to your son.
Right. And you know, after he tells me, well, I'm going to put him in ISS today, and I said, no, you won't put my son in ISS for smiling. He said, well, then I'll put him in tomorrow. And I said, no, you won't. I'll come and get him, and I'll keep him out of school tomorrow if that's the case. Now, he hasn't missed a day of school yet this year.
Hmm.
And so, you know, he wanted to get that whole, you know, I went to school the whole year award at the end of the year. But, you know, I told him that this is more important, that you have to stand up for your rights. So then finally the assistant principal gets so exasperated with me, he's like, well, I'm just going to tell the principal. And I said, okay, tell him. Are you trying to intimidate me by telling on me to the principal? I mean, no, I mean, I'm out of school. And that just made him more upset. He didn't like that at all. And so I said, you know, I finally just said, okay, look, going to get off the phone. I'm going to leave right now. I'll be there to pick my son up as soon as I get there, which it's an hour drive for me from my work to my house. So it took me about an hour to get here. So I get there to pick him up, and when I get there, there's my poor son sitting there in, you know, the office, and the principal's secretary is glaring at me, and, you know, she doesn't like me, and brah, and how dare I not back up the assistant principal, and blah, 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 whatever.
Yep. Wow.
So I request to speak to this assistant principal as well as the principal. And, of course, they're nowhere to be found. So they're busy. They don't have time to talk to me right then.
Right.
So, I was told by the secretary that I could file an appeal, and that I would hear, if I wrote an appeal letter and turned it in the next day, that I would hear back from them in 3 days. So
now,
I
where does the appeal go? Does the appeal go up to, like, the school board, or does that just go to the principal?
Well, the first step is it goes to the principal. And
the person who was too busy to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
The person who was too busy to talk to you in the first place.
Right. Well, then the story gets even better. After I pick my son up and we get home, we start talking about it. I look at the referral, and then I notice that they have, like, these... Because my son doesn't get in trouble at school, typically.
Hmm.
They got this level 1, level 2, level 3 prioritized, you know, offenses. Well, I'm thinking it's a level 1 of disrespect. Oh, no. It's a level 2... what is it? Defiance.
Yes, it's worse than disrespect.
Right.
That's when you keep smiling and they tell you not to. Disrespect
right. So
would have been just smiling and then stopping. Smiling and continuing was defiant.
So now he's got this defiance charge on him, you know, which automatically gives him ISS. And so I'm a little confused at how it got pushed up to this level, which, of course, none of the principals would talk to me except for the 8th grade principal did come and talk to me. He's a very nice gentleman. I have to give him kudos because he's helped us out a lot we had some issues with the school bus. So he's a really, really great guy. His name is Mr. Kennedy. He is fantastic. So there is at least one good person in the school system that likes kids.
Well, it's always a refreshing thing. Unfortunately,
yeah.
the bad guys tend to ruin it all. I mean, if you've got bad guys like this assistant principal who is just a scumbag, basically, that really tends to bring down the entire experience. So, what is there anything else to the story that we've missed?
Well, no, I brought out my video camera and I had my son tape his I taped his response to what happened. And then I posted it on YouTube, and I posted it on Facebook. So, and then I got a lot of responses from his friends and kids at school saying that this particular assistant principal has done this before to other kids, lots of other kids. So I've gotten lots of other kids come forward to tell me, kids that I don't even know that aren't within our neighborhood, have been telling me things that, you know, that this is bad via YouTube and Facebook. And so that's just like, wow, you know, I thought maybe he was singling my son Liam out because of the past incidents that we had in sixth grade, but apparently not.
But no, this is just across the board. You know,
even if
you collect a bunch of stories of abuse on the parts of these government bureaucrats at the school, you can collect all these parents together and file some sort of grievance, and it'll do nothing.
You could go to the school board meetings and say, look, here's my son's response. You know, they'll give you 3 minutes to speak. You know, here's my son's videotape response. Here's the 15 responses from other kids in the neighborhood and, you know, that go to the school that they think that this guy is a bad dude and, you know, whatever, and it will do nothing. I mean, it just the idea of changing the school, it's so difficult.
Could we change directions just for a second, Amberly? Because
sure.
I know you from Facebook.
Yes.
And I have a 14-year-old son also, and this is his first year at school. He's at a private school, but I homeschool him for, I guess, 7.5 years. And I'm curious, why do you have him in a public school? Why not homeschool him or have him in a private school?
One, I'm a single mom. So
me too.
And I have my grandmother here who I take care of, here in Florida. Prior to that, I was taking care of my mother, who is now, with her sister out in Texas, so I don't have to pay her mortgage and blah, blah, blah. So I've had a lot of expenses put on me that weren't by me. So it's been kind of a cost thing for me not to be able to put him in a private school. And then also I have had to work because having to take care of elderly parents.
Right, you've got to support yourself.
I haven't really had a choice. I've had to go to work because there's not, you know, not anybody else to do it.
Right. Do you trust him at home with grandma? Like, could he be an independent worker and do his schoolwork?
Well, we tried that last year with the Florida Virtual School, mm-hmm. which I thought was really great. He hated it, and he did not enjoy it at all. He didn't like it. He's a very social person, so he likes being with his friends, and he likes being in a social atmosphere. He likes school.
I understand, but I'm just, you know, I try to encourage people who call themselves libertarian to act in accordance with the libertarian principles, which is, you know, to not use force, fraud, theft, or coercion.
Well, you're not using force.
You're not.
You're not going to the government school. You're being coerced into going to the government school. By virtue of the circumstance that you don't have the money because they've already taken it from you through the property taxes, and
yes.
and it's going to be very difficult and very frustrating because I'm sure you don't, you know, you ideally wouldn't want your son going there, Emberly, but you feel like you don't have any other options.
Right.
But
at this juncture, I don't have very many options available to me.
Right, but you said that he was a libertarian, and that's what I'm referring to, not your libertarian ideals necessarily, but his. And you said that you also said that he hated doing his independent study. Could you relate to him the idea that as a libertarian he can step up and do that, and then he doesn't have to be part of that principled school system in the first place?
Well, we have talked about next year him not attending school and doing some kind of unschooling or homeschooling thing. So I'm looking into maybe quitting my full-time job because right now I'm gone 11 hours a day.
Well, you know, we'd love to have you up here in New Hampshire, Emberly, and I appreciate the call and the story tonight. Thank you so much for relating that to us. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So do head over there excuse me, and enjoy those on us. You'll find it all for free at freetalklive.com, and the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You can go and enter in virtually anything you want from what you find online, maybe a news article or a YouTube video or blog post you think is interesting, you want to share with our audience. You put it into our website at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like your suggestion or not. You get to vote on things too, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com. It doesn't matter whether you're a plaintiff or a defendant. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I've used the course. I've studied the course. I think it's great. It's for people who are being destroyed by the system, by other members of the lawyer and profession over there. It was created by a lawyer that wants to help you. He says only the rules rule, and only Jurisdictionary teaches people how to use the rules and use them strategically. When you go to Jurisdictionary, make sure that you use the pull down menu to mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. We go to the phones and the fun, though. I want to talk to you, Michelle, in a moment about the idea of a parent pulling their kids out of government school, or the reasons that they should, that they feel like they have to have their kids in government school, and maybe some other options. So we'll get back to that. But first, we go to Peter, listening in Ireland. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was in court today, and I still kind of have that adrenaline feeling. I can't get to sleep, so I thought I might as well call and share the story.
All right, what happened?
Okay, in Dublin, we have a thing called rateable valuation, which is more or less a property tax.
Sounds like it.
That is assessed on business owners who rent property.
Okay.
So I never really contested it, but I just kind of felt like I was being treated unfairly with the office, so I decided to stop paying it and see what would happen in court. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. If you go to court, there's probably about 200 cases.
How long before, after you stopped paying, how long before they sent you some sort of a notice to go to court?
Well, I got, notice after notice after notice, and I'd say it was about 6 months.
Okay.
So so you go to court, and there's about 200 cases that fly by, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, just racking up numbers on the books, solicitors, racking up fees. And you're just kind of sitting there in the back.
Solicitors or judges?
Those are lawyers.
Lawyers, pardon me. And so probably about 2% of the cases actually had people show up to contest them. And so I finally got my turn, and I just walked up there, and the judge looked at me, and I was looking at her, and said, "How you doing there?" And, you know, it was like, "What do you want from me?" She says, "Well, why are you here?" And I said, "Well, this guy wants to take my money, and I'd like you to stop him." And she says, "Well, you know," looks at the plaintiff, I guess, which is the rates officer, and he's, you know, enters in, "On this date, we sent this notice, and for this amount, and blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Okay, well, I just want to know how that applies to me." He says, "Well, you occupy this property, don't you?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to know what evidence you're using to support that claim." And the judge, the solicitor for the plaintiff, and the rates officer both looked at me like, "Evidence? So, yeah, you're trying
we
to
don't use one. Evidence."
Well, the evidence would have been your answer to the question had you answered.
Yeah, right. That would have been it. Well, yes, of course. Well, yeah, I don't know what occupy means. You people have a funny language you talk.
Right.
"Yeah, well, aren't you the occupier?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I don't know what occupy means. I signed an agreement to rent the space. I'm in there conducting business." "Well, don't you have a map that shows you exactly which part of the space you have?" And I say, "Yeah, of course. You know, it's in my rental agreement." "Oh, well, did you not bring that with you?" "No. Do you expect me to bring evidence against myself? You know, to a case where you're trying to take my money?" And so, yeah.
So you're the renter, and you have to pay a property tax in addition to the building owner who has to pay a property tax as well. Is that correct?
I am sort of paying it on his behalf.
I see.
So he pays a different tax, but this is the tax that he would have to pay that he's able to get the office just to directly assess onto me.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, does that mean that he's going to be liable if you don't pay it?
Probably.
Hmm. I don't know if that's going to go over so well for your lease.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
So did you stop paying this with the intention that you totally understood that you could completely lose your business?
Well, to be honest with you, the rent and the rates are what's going to cost me my business. You know, I stopped paying it with the intention of kind of shaking things up and maybe hopefully getting people to take notice of the fact that things have changed and I can't continue to pay these high rates and see if we can make something happen from that.
All right, so you're in front of the judge.
Yeah.
And then what?
And basically they're just assuming that this applies to me and that I owe this money. I said, "Okay, well, just, you know, just let's have a look at the evidence." "Well, what evidence?" And I said, "Well, you're claiming, you know, that I occupy this space. Show me what you're basing that claim on." And they were just completely dumbfounded. And even the solicitor for the plaintiff was mute through the whole thing. It only took about 5 minutes, I'd say. But I was shaken, you know. I was half enraged and half afraid.
Sure.
And so the outcome, I didn't win, but I didn't lose. So it was adjourned for 6 months so that I personally could come up with more evidence.
You need some evidence for these crazy claims you're making.
More evidence of what?
I pretty much felt like I had all the evidence I needed.
So what does this mean? Do you mean you're going to keep operating your business in the meantime?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. No, it just means I'm going to keep accruing debt to these people, and then if they can ever prove that I actually owe it, it'll come due.
And what will you do then?
Will it be interest?
No, but there might be some solicitor's fees on top of it. I might have to pay their lawyer's fees.
Hmm.
So I have a feeling that if it comes to a judgment, then they'll go to a settlement, and you know, how much can you pay a month?
Yeah,
type of thing.
And you're willing to pay it in that way?
Probably, yeah.
Well, things are going poorly for him.
I'm not paying it because I don't have the money. I'm just not paying it because I don't think it's fair.
Well, then, if you're not paying it because you don't think it's fair, then why would you agree to pay it if it was less than what it is now? It still wouldn't be fair.
The only reason I'd agree to pay it is when they come with the guns and the cages.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a difference between standing up and saying no, and the being the guy who's standing in Tiananmen Square, you know, in front of the tank. Okay. Because I mean, you know, that guy got squashed, and that's what happened to him. I guess
nobody knows what happened.
Yeah. Oh, nobody does. I'm taking a wild guess, that the guy in front of the line of tanks got squashed at some point. But it's, you know, the first person has to stand up and say, no. And then when they point the gun, say, never mind. And they sit back down. And then it gives the next person, you know, I wonder why he was standing up. And it gives people ideas. So
yeah, I don't blame anybody for backing down.
I think that the handful of people that were in the courtroom and watched what I was doing maybe change their perspective a little bit.
Yeah,
they were at least entertained.
You never know who this kind of message is going to reach and who the next batch of liberty-minded people will be as a result of you doing what you're doing. It's kind of a similar situation here in Keene. You know, there's been kind of this dearth of civil disobedience for a little while, and it's because there are a lot of people that have done it that have, you know, they've got court trials they're facing, and you can only handle so much. You can only take so much aggression at once, and it's some point, you've got to say, okay, I'm about tapped out, and I've got five misdemeanor charges. Like, you know, if I go any further than this at this point, I'm going in, you know, there's a possibility I'll go into a jail cell for a long time. And so I feel like I've pushed my limits at this point. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got some sort of line that says this is far enough. Until more people are on board, until more people are saying no, I can only say no so far. And it's frustrating to me that that's the case, but it's
now,
reality.
Now, in Ireland, I understand that Ireland has the lowest corporate tax of any country in the world. It's 12.5%. Is that? Are you familiar with that?
That's I'd say it's more of a PR thing than actual reality.
Well,
you know, they don't talk about the taxes you pay to the European government to throw away your garbage, and you know, the tax 21% on everything you purchase, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I might have low corporate taxes technically, but if I want to pay myself a wage, then I have to tax myself double to take that money out of the company. I have to pay 21% VAT on every single thing I purchase.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's crazy over there.
I'm already about 40%.
Hey, let us know if anything develops in your case, and I thank you for the call tonight.
To talk to you. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Peter. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line saying no to the property tax. And gonna push it as far as he can, and that's all you can do. You go as far as your limits will allow. 1-800-259-9231, and then maybe others will be inspired to push the limits as well. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.